celebration.
Right. Attended the miracle meeting, which was the for the council members, and hopefully I can get the emails out to you, and I don't think that you have been receiving them, is that we are part of the Miracle Network, which is a faith-based initiative through Pastor Walter Lanier, and it's a group of community members as well, faith-based community, as well as organizations that attend this meeting once a month. It's the first Tuesday of the month, and we convene and we talk about issues within the community and how to advocate and do community engagement as well. So Miracle and our council is going to be working very closely together in regards to getting information out to the community as well. And so I will be sending the flyer to the Miracle Network, so that flyer can be sent out to the Miracle Network. We did have a discussion with Joy Tapper, who is head of the joint venture collaboration, and that's the private hospitals, and she gave a report in regards to the new emergency center, because Miracle sent a letter to the board, as well as community engagement, as well as the private entity, in regards to the concerns that the council had with Granite Hills. And I must say that when Joy gave her presentation, I don't think there was anything that was really clarified. I think Mary, you were at the meeting. So did you get any resolutions out of what Joy talked about?
No, I don't think there was any new clarification or new information. The only new piece of information was that a marketing group by the name of Empower was hired, and there was nothing clear about that whatsoever.
Right. And I did not get a sense that anything has actually changed in regards to what we had concerns about. So Joy just mainly talked about the new Empower marketing group that was supposed to do some community engagement. Joy and the private hospital system has not reached out to me, being the chair of the stakeholder community council, because that's why we are having our meetings today in regards to community engagement. I see that Denise, of course, is on the line. So have you heard anything about this Empower? Did they reach out to community engagement, Denise, in regards to marketing to the community?
I have not heard anything about this. So I appreciate the information, and I'll follow up as well.
Right. I'm going to be sending an email. And Mike is on the line. Mike, and I know that you spoke at Miracle, because I know you attend some of our meetings. So not sure why community engagement was not contacted, or the council, because that's the reason why we're in place, is to get information out to the community.
Yeah, my sense, Chairwoman Wesley, was that Joy was there to just introduce this idea. She had put the partnership's going to contract with Empower to do some community awareness, really about FQHCs and about just really the whole spectrum of services, with some special attention to what we're doing. So my guess is that will happen. Again, Joy, as the representative of the task force or of the healthcare partnership, simply funded that relationship. I don't know this agency, but my understanding is they've done some work before. I don't know if it was through Miracle or they have some association with Miracle, but this was a known group, from what I understand. Okay, no. Then I must have misunderstood, because I was under the impression this group had done some work before in this space, which is why she went that route, because they've done some work for the FQHCs.
Right. No, not at all. As a matter of fact, we debriefed after the meeting, and Walter, myself, and others on the call, We have no idea.
Okay, I'll try to get some more information, but one next step might be to actually engage. You know, we should just see what Joy, you know, I don't know that she got a chance to really talk about that too much anyway in the Miracle meeting. So it would probably be interesting to hear out what she was trying to accomplish and where we could contribute.
Right, and what that objective was. But again, even with the meeting with Joy, again, none of our concerns were actually answered at the Miracle table as well. So as far as the council is concerned, and even Denise with community engagement and the concerns, I guess we need to follow up, not just with Miracle, but the stakeholder council as well, is that what are the next steps with the letter that we sent and the email that we sent, and working in collaboration with Miracle, you know, what, yes, you know, my thought is that then if we have these concerns and they're not going to be addressed on a timely basis, then again, with the council and we hear from the community, we have to be assured that the voices are going to be heard and they're going to be listened to, and things will be really taken into consideration when we come before not only community engagement, but the board, the full board as well, and the private partnership. So any discussions on that?
Well, just to clarify, I think what Joy was trying to do, there's been a call to do a better job marketing the services that are available to the community, underserved communities, and I think that was the intent of that kind of a separate initiative, to make sure that people know what the resources are and maybe try to come up with some more creative and community-based ways to spread the word. So I think that was kind of a separate endeavor, really separated from the Mental Health Emergency Center. It was the feedback was that we weren't doing a good enough job getting the information about resources and services out to the community, that we needed to think about new ways to do it. I believe that was the intent with the relationship with Empower. Likewise, to share the word about community health centers and what they have to offer and what they bring to the table as well.
Okay. All right. Not quite sure how that ties in, because if it's the private entity and partnership, is that in there running the emergency center, it seems as though that would be their focus. But at the same time as well, is that if our concerns have not been listened to, that we're trying to market to the community about the emergency center, that we still feel as though that our concerns have not been resolved at the same time. So, not sure why Joy was in that lane in regards to, because to me that is something that community engagement and the board and DHHS should be doing in regards to other services in the community. So, not quite sure why she was at the table, but I'll debrief with Walter again, because as a group we're going to be working very closely together as we get stronger with our partnership with Miracle and the council and community engagement. Any other thoughts or conversations about that? Is there anything?
I'm trying to get a meeting scheduled with Shakita this week. So I will talk to her, too, about what she knows. And I always talk to her about how things are going with our council, with engagement. And this is definitely number one on my agenda. So I hope to be able to get a meeting with her today to talk, or this week to talk to her.
Right. And I think, Denise, that's so important, because that's why community engagement and the stakeholder community council was put together, so we could reach out to the community and sit down at these tables to devise the strategies in order to get information out to the community. So again, not quite sure what, and I'm not even sure what the DHHS wants to do or what they're doing, but I think that we all need to collaborate a little bit better in these spaces.
Yeah, I agree.
Any other thoughts, council members? Okay, that's quiet this evening. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I was made aware of an issue today that I was not previously aware of, and that was with the reimagining of our mental health services. There was supposed to have been a geriatric clinic as part of the mental health program, and I'm just wondering where that is at, and if maybe she could add upon that for us to add with that.
Okay. I'm not aware.
Yeah. Right. Inpatient at Granite Hills, correct? Geriatric unit.
Correct? Oh, yes.
Right, John?
That's correct. And my understanding, it does not exist.
So it has not been open, and I know that they're having a workforce shortage, correct? Yes, Denise.
That'll be raised up on the priority list somewhere.
Denise, so if you can find out that as well, and what is the projection, and if you could get back to me, and then we can communicate with the council as well.
Yes, I will definitely do that. Wrote it down.
Okay, thank you. Any other thoughts? Claire, you've been kind of quiet. Any other thoughts? All right. Okay. Any other discussion? All right. Darian?
Agenda?